Welcome to a new episode of Howling with Second Grade. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
I'm Miss Torsak.
And I'm Miss Lopez.
This week's inspirational quote is, "Stay committed to your decision, but stay flexible in your approach," by Tony Robbins.
I think flexibility has been the key this year. There is no doubt that we remain committed to our students' success, but how we approach it has constantly changed. The hard work continues, and we will continue to strive each day toward our goals.
Staying committed to anything can be very tough at times. Commitment requires discipline, hard work, and dedication. However, we can give ourselves grace and be flexible and make changes as we see fit.
For me, this quote urges us not to give up or change our decision with the goals we commit to, but remain steadfast in the achievement of the desired outcome. However, things happen and your chosen path or approach might not go as smoothly as planned. One must take a step back, reconfigure, observe what works or doesn't work, refine the approach, and keep after it until the goal is achieved.
This week's learning targets are, for phonics, we'll be reviewing the A sound and learning suffixes A-B-L-E and M-E-N-T. And then for reading, we will be focusing on rereading texts while making our voices smooth and expressive.
In writing, we will be forming opinions about characters, our favorite parts, and pictures in stories.
In math, we will continue solving word problems using different combinations of coins.
In science, we will continue to learn about weathering and erosions, but our focus this week will be on rocks. Wind and water can change the shape of a rock.
Some reminders for this week are:
school resume on campus Tuesday, April 6th for all in-person learning students, and we are so excited to see everyone.
Please remember that we start at 8:15 a.m. and end at 12:15. It is important to be on time as late arrivals cause disruption to classroom routines. Also, it is important to pick up on time. Any students that have not been picked up by 12:25 will be taken to the lunch tables. Thank you for being on time and helping with these procedures. We appreciate it.
For those schools returning to campus on Tuesday, April 6th, please bring with you all materials listed on our agendas, including your Chromebook. It will be important to come to school properly prepared to learn every day. This week's teacher's tip follows up what I hope was a very restful and enjoyable spring break for everyone. As we head towards the finish line of this one-of-a-kind year, it is important now more than ever to give our best efforts in finishing this year off strong, whether it's setting daily goals, encouraging students to complete all assignments, and come prepared to learn each day. We want to prioritize and make the most out of every day we have left together. We recognize the challenges that have presented themselves this year in learning, and we strive to help all of our students get to where they need to be each day. This will be aided with your continuous support and encouragement. Together, we know we can celebrate successes that will come by persistently and tirelessly working hard until the very last day of school.
That's it for this week. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Lopez.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
And I'm Miss Torsak.
Second grade squad signing off.
Oh!